Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Right now, let's say hello to Dr. Andrew Peters, an allergy and immunology specialist at Northwestern Medicine. Dr. Peters, welcome.
Hey, thank you for having me.
So we were going to talk earlier this week, and you guys have just been so busy, right? Has this been a terrible allergy season?
You know, it has been crazy busy. This year, allergies, starting with tree allergies in the spring, which were terrible. People were so affected. And it may be because we had a mild winter. It may be because of the pandemic. We all are outside a lot more.
Oh.
And now, you know, as it gets hot and humid, grass is high, mold is so high, so people are really affected.
Now, you tell me, you're the expert. But I also wonder, because it was so dry in the spring, because there were days when it was almost like raining pollen from the trees. I mean, you could literally see clouds of plant material, I don't know exactly what it is, just blowing off of the trees. That's the sort of stuff that makes us sneeze, right?
Well, I will tell you, the stuff you are seeing all over is really not what's bothering you.
Oh.
Pollen is much smaller, but tree season was and typically is from end of March through end of May. So literally, it may be a few days here and there, depending on how warm the winter was. But you're right, tree season was miserable, and people were, you know, having a lot of nasal symptoms, people's breathing was getting bothered, and it really was terrible at that time. Tree is now decreased but grass now is terrible. And with this hot, humid days, mold is high. And on a dry day, on a dry, windy day, mold spores can go quite a distance. So it doesn't really have to be just humid for mold to be high. Molds are high even on a dry day.
Because they're blown from far away.
Yeah.
Our phone number is 312-981-7200. If you've got a question about allergies or a situation, give us a call. You know, I never thought of tree allergies. What is it? It's the pollen from the trees then that give us allergies early in the spring?
Yeah. So it's like, you know, the birch, the oak, and in other parts of the country where we think allergies may not be as bad. So for Arizona, for example, might have olive trees. But tree seasons can be pretty bad, and especially this year. And like I said, it may be, you know, we all are just outside a lot more because of the COVID-19
sure.
situation, but people are really affected.
I got to tell you, my eyes are sort of stinging just a little bit talking to you. I think I'm getting some Pavlovian reaction knowing I'm talking to an allergy expert.
Well, it may be that, or it may truly be your allergies, right? The good thing is, there's plenty of allergists around who can diagnose you with the right allergy, so you can be treated the right way. And, you know, we have medications over-counter, we have prescription medications, and they work best if you do have environmental allergies, if you start the medications ahead of time.
So when you know it, if you're looking and you see it's going to be a high mold day or something like that, just take the medication preemptively?
Actually, not just per day, I'm saying per season. So if you know you're tree allergic, typically tree season starts end of March, early April. So 2 weeks prior to the season starting, for my patients who are tree allergic, I'll say, start taking your nasal steroid sprays, which are available over the counter, but are also prescription ones, and they're very effective. If you don't have such significant symptoms, and you know you have some day-to-day increase in symptoms, yeah, you could just take an over-the-counter antihistamine, and that may help you. Or you can take an antihistamine eye drop. Like, for example, you're saying your eyes are bothering you, but really the preventive type of medicine, which is the anti-inflammatory, you need to start it before season starts by a week or two.
Now,
and it's just so much more effective.
So let me ask you, are allergies or people's allergies static throughout their life, or are they dynamic? Are they always... It seems to me like my particular allergy situation, I'll get into it in a minute, but it varies. It hasn't always been steady or the same. Am I correct in that?
You know, you're very correct in that it can be dynamic. So some people get allergies bad when they're young and then outgrow them, but other people get them when they're young, outgrow them for a while in their teenage, late teenage years, early 20s, and may get it back again in their mid-20s. Other people may just get it when they're older. So it definitely can change. The other thing that sometimes people have a hard time accepting or not knowing is, you know, some of us have environmental allergies to pollens, molds, dust, to our pets. But there's also what we call non-allergic inflammation, where your nasal mucosa and your sinus mucosa may have exactly the same type of inflammation or slightly different than if you have environmental allergies. So I think the best thing to do is really do find out if they bother you enough, find out what you're allergic to so you can treat it appropriately.
Now,
so you know your nose, your eyes, even your lungs.
I'm a big champion of Northwestern because, gosh, doctor, I don't know how long ago it's been, maybe 10 years or so, I went through the shots with Northwestern where, you know, they pricked my arm with all different sort of allergens. They saw what I was allergic to. And then I would go in and, you know, I think a period of years would go in and build up, like they would introduce, right, these allergens to me so that I would build up an immunity. Is that how it works?
It actually does. So allergy shots, and, you know, now since you were seen to now, there's actually pills under the tongue you can take to at home so then you don't have to come into the doctor's office. But there are two options. The injection one, like you got, they are amazingly effective. There are very few things in medicine which work so well. Not only do they treat your symptoms, potentially some people then can go off medications. And not only do they make you feel better while you're getting the shots, it takes a while to build up that tolerance, but then you have benefit from those shots for many years to come. So if someone is affected enough, they need to make sure they have environmental allergies. And then if they're not feeling better, they can either do what we call injection immunotherapy subcutaneous, or for certain allergens, you can do a pill under the tongue, which you could do, you know, in the freedom of your home.
That's great, yeah. Because otherwise, you'd get the shot, and then you'd have to wait to see if you had a reaction and things like that. I mean, it worked beautifully for me, and I'm really glad I did it. But yeah, it was an investment. A pill at home certainly would have been much more enjoyable. Our phone number is 312-981-7200. Okay, let's. Peggy is on the phone line. Peggy, welcome to WGN. What can we help you with?
Yes, hi. My son has allergies with the hay fever and all. You did mention nasal sprays, but you didn't say specifically which ones. And I was wondering if you could specify. You also said some are over-the-counter, some are prescription.
Yes. So in terms of over-the-counter, these are what we call nasal corticosteroid sprays. And, you know, when people hear the word steroid, they get scared. I want to reassure you that these nasal steroid sprays, if they're taken the right way, are very, very safe. They can be given to children and adults. Children, make sure you get the dose from your pediatric doctor or pediatrician or your pediatric allergist. There are many different ones. The generic names for them are fluticasone, mometasone, budesonide, triamcinolone. The prescription ones include not just the topical steroid that's available over the counter, but also include topical antihistamines. And studies have shown that if you take both the combination of topical steroid and topical antihistamine in your nose, you have much more improvement with hay fever symptoms.
Peggy, I'm glad you called.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much.
I hope that helps. Let's move on to Carl now. Carl, you're on the air. What can we do for you?
Yeah, hi, Steve. Doctor, is fatigue one of the symptoms, as well as perhaps the congestion, sneezing, blah, blah, blah? In your opinion?
So in my opinion, nasal congestion, sneezing, blah, 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 are important symptoms. But yes, you know, fatigue is a very nonspecific symptom. But studies have shown that children, adults, when they have hay fever or allergic rhinitis, allergic is, you know, allergy, and rhinitis is inflammation in the nose, it definitely affects your quality of life and can definitely make you tired. You don't concentrate as well at school. You don't work as well. Absolutely, fatigue can be one. Now, one other thing I want to add, the medications that are available, we talked about the nasal steroid sprays, they work best if you use them for consistently during the season that you're allergic to, starting a couple of weeks before. So it won't work if you just use it one day here and there.
Carl, thank you for the call. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Doctor, I'm going to sneeze here. Can you stop me?
Absolutely. Come see us again and we'll treat you.
We're almost out of time. Well, we are out of time, but I want to ask anyway. You know, a lot of people spend money on air filters that they put in their bedroom or things like that. Do those help?
Yes. So the air filters help with certain allergens like pet allergens. They may not help for other allergens like dust mites, which settle to the ground. But for pet allergens, absolutely a HEPA air filter will be beneficial.
Dr. Andrew Peters from Northwestern Medicine. It was great to talk to you, doctor. Thank you.
Hey, anytime. You're welcome.
You bet.
Thank you.
You bet.